Ukraine, a country on its knees. Tomorrow, President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to meet with NATO defense ministers to discuss the transfer of artillery shells and air defenses to Ukraine, something Zelensky says is desperately missing in fighting off Russian attacks, especially since aid from the U.S. is stalled. The House is expected to vote on a new aid bill this weekend, but GOP lawmakers have blocked that aid for months. Yesterday, a Russian missile attack on the city of Chernihiv killed 18 wounded dozens. Siobhan O'Grady joins us from Kyiv. She's chief Ukraine correspondent for our editorial partner, The Washington Post. Siobhan, tell us more about what happened.
So yesterday morning, around rush hour time, I was actually walking my dog outside in Kyiv, and I heard the air raid sirens go off. And what everyone usually does is sort of look around, see what other people are doing, check their phones, and see if there's any update about why the siren went off. And then people go about their daily lives because the sirens are blaring all the time. And I have to imagine that that's also what happened north of Kyiv in this city, Chernihiv, which was nearly encircled by Russian troops in 2022. And after Russian forces retreated, the city has gone back largely to normal life. But instead, Russia launched 3 Iskander cruise missiles at the city, and it ended up crushing several residential buildings. A university building was damaged, and by this morning, officials had declared that 18 people had died and more than 70 were wounded.
President Zelensky wrote on Telegram yesterday that that attack could have been thwarted if Ukraine had enough air defenses. And we heard over the weekend, as Iran attacked Israel, we heard Ukrainians talking about, you know, seeing the air defenses from the U.S. there that knocked back all those drones and missiles that were coming in, and asking, why not us? Why can't we have air defenses? What is the state of Ukraine's air defense systems?
Ukraine's air defense systems are severely depleted right now, and the Russians definitely know that, in part because Ukraine has to plead publicly for assistance. In this case, Ukraine has 3 Patriot air defense systems, which is a U.S. technology, and they say that they need 26 total to cover the entire country. Mm-hmm. So that's a very, very unlikely number. They've been begging partners for months now to send more Patriots. So for a strike like this, which was 3 cruise missiles hitting a city at rush hour, there was nothing likely that officials or military in Chernihiv could have done to stop it, because they certainly would not be among the cities in Ukraine that has Patriots.
Well, and I just mentioned that there will be a vote in the House on this aid package to Ukraine, and that, you know, so many House Republicans have been against that aid, some for it, you know, but how do Ukrainians feel about that?
Ukrainians are starting to feel pretty abandoned by the United States. I would say that even just the rhetoric that I'm experiencing in my daily life, when I meet people and they're asking me where I'm from and they hear that I'm American, they're asking, where is the aid? And then we see, obviously, on the official level, a lot of requests, please pass this aid, please pass this aid. And there was also definitely a lot of frustration in Ukraine after all of the assistance that Israel received over the weekend, because the intervention that occurred to stop, you know, more than 300 Iranian drones and missiles that were headed toward Israel is exactly what Ukraine has been asking for years. And so many Ukrainians were just wondering, wow, I wonder what would have happened if our neighbors or our allies had stepped up on February 24th, 2022, and stopped some of the missiles and drones being launched at Ukraine.
Look, you've already said that even begging for the defense puts them in the crosshairs of Russia, because Russia knows they don't have any way of shooting down incoming missiles or drones. But I'm wondering if behind the scenes, and maybe whispered to you, are any officials saying point blank how long they think they can last?
It's hard to really estimate how long they can last, because it actually depends on what Russia does. They are reluctant to go on record about just how low it is, but I can definitely say that my understanding is that it's extremely dire, and it's not being exaggerated, that they are imminently and drastically low on air defense, and that there are concerns about how long they would even be able to protect Kyiv and other cities, major cities, from such attacks. I mean, the kind of attack that happened on Chernihiv yesterday, one would hope that the technology that we assume is present in Kyiv, being the capital, it's understood that it's protected by Patriots, that it would have been knocked down, but it's not a 100% guarantee. And unfortunately, the only way that we'll really know that they've run out is when something absolutely tragic happens.
Siobhan O'Grady in Kyiv, chief Ukraine correspondent for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thanks so much.